One day, Bram Samatheva was walking near his royal hall when an air of sweet music rolled into his senses. When he awoke, there was a branch of silver by him with white bracelets on it. He took it home with him, and later, when all were assembled, a beautiful woman appeared in their midst, arrayed in raiment rich and strange. These are the words she spoke, as the bards relate. Hoff sails out of the bright sea, Hoff sails about my own land, its morning of four fold noble colours, where the waves and the deep sky are joined. White of day on the brave reward, plain of the sea her hosts contend, battle bouts of boats and chariots, in the fine plain south of the silver land. Columns of white bronze beneath her, delight and light of numbered worlds, home of kindness beyond life's gulf, where blossom blooms and flowers flower. There is a tree of flowers, there perch the birds of melody, call together each changed hour, with perfect and habitual harmony. Hues of every tint, tune, enchanting chant of women singers, habitual joy to heart of sound, in the plain sight of cloud of sea. There is no grief or treason, there is the favored haunt of pleasure, no taunt, threat, or malediction, but sea of music strikes ear.
Thank you. I wanna thank you. Come on, baby, get down. Thank you. BC, how you doing? What a nice day. A good day to play, a good day to sing, good day to smile. Tonight we're going to take you through a series of changes, maybe a fresh look at some of the work that we've conceived together over the years, Jimmy and myself. And to do that, we're calling upon the help of a lot of new friends and also some old friends. So Vancouver, would you welcome once again, give a warm welcome, a warm BC welcome on bass guitar to Mr. Charlie Jones. On drums, Mr. Michael Lee. It's also a great pleasure to be traveling with one of the formative members of one of the best English bands in the last 15 years. From The Cure, would you welcome Mr. Paul Thompson. We'll be right back. It was brought to North America by people who wanted to get away from England. It was absorbed by the black North American culture and then reabsorbed by some English thieves. In olden days, when they put a man in jail, if he didn't come up with a little money, they may hang him on the gallows pole. Sometimes you get sincere to get a little more.
Thank you. Oh yeah.
Throughout the years, Jimmy and I have traveled together and separately into places on this planet that most people can only dream about. And in fact, you can't even dream about it. Places where you see and hear what you want to see and hear. This next song was one of the earliest songs that celebrated our voyages and our travels and our inspiration for songs. Maybe it was the opening of a new door.
Yeah.
At this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce to you another new member of our traveling gang of brigands. On keyboards, the man who created the string arrangements for this project, by large, traveling tonight with the Vancouver Island Symphony Orchestra. Would you welcome, please, Mr. Albert Chan? In the last 12 months, I guess both Jimmy and I and the people working with us have achieved a great deal of musical bonuses and goals that we never thought possible. And one of the most prominent of these gifts, I guess, is our ability now to move our music through different cultures and to reflect it with music of other cultures. It's therefore a great deal for us tonight to be able to introduce to you people of British Columbia one of the most powerful combinations of musicians from North Africa. Would you please welcome from Cairo, Egypt, the Egyptian Pharaohs.
Yeah!
Say what? Big hand for the orchestras, ladies and gentlemen, please. The orchestras. Thanks a lot, Vancouver. See you again. Good night. We'll see you again. Good night.